got breaking news now. The President Biden speaking right now on the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Let's take it live.
We're in our trainer by car. Been in Baltimore Harbor many times. And the bridge collapsed, sending several people and vehicles into the water, into the river. And multiple U.S. Coast Guard units, which are stationed very nearby, thank God, were immediately deployed along with local emergency personnel. And the Coast Guard is leading the response to the port, where representatives from the Federal Highway Administration, the FBI, the Department of Transportation, the Army Corps of Engineers, as well as Maryland officials and Baltimore Police and Fire, are all working together to coordinate an emergency response. Officials at the scene estimate 8 people were unaccounted for still. Not still, were unaccounted for. That number might change. 2 have been rescued, 1 without injury, 1 in critical condition. And the search and rescue operation is continuing for all those remaining as we speak. I spoke with Governor Moore this morning, as well as the mayor of Baltimore, the county executive, both United States senators and the congressman. And my secretary of transportation is on the scene. I told them we're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency. And I mean all the federal resources. And we're going to rebuild that port together. Everything so far indicates that this was a terrible accident. At this time, we have no other indication, no other reason to believe there's any intentional act here. Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation that they had lost control of their vessel, as you all know and reported. As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck, which undoubtedly saved lives. Our prayers are with everyone involved in this terrible accident and all the families, especially those waiting for the news of their loved one right now. I know every minute in that circumstance feels like a lifetime. You just don't know. It's just terrible. We're incredibly grateful for the brave rescuers who immediately rushed to the scene and to the people of Baltimore who want to say, we're with you. We're going to stay with you as long as it takes. Like the governor said, you're Maryland tough, you're Baltimore strong, and we're going to get through this together. And I promise we're not leaving. Here's what's happening now. The search and rescue operation is our top priority. Ship traffic in the Port of Baltimore has been suspended until further notice, and we'll need to clear that channel before the ship traffic can resume. The Army Corps of Engineers is on the spot and is going to help lead this effort to clear the channel. The Port of Baltimore is one of the nation's largest shipping hubs. And I've been there a number of times as a senator and as a vice president. It handles a record amount of cargo last year. It's also the top port in America for both imports and exports of automobiles and light trucks. Around 850,000 vehicles go through that port every single year. And we're going to get it up and running again as soon as possible. 15,000 jobs depend on that port. And we're going to do everything we can to protect those jobs and help those workers. The bridge is also critical for travel, not just for Baltimore, but for the Northeast Corridor. Over 30,000 vehicles cross the Francis Scott Key Bridge on a daily basis. It's virtually it's one of the most important elements for the economy in the Northeast and the quality of life. My transportation secretary is there now. As I told Governor Moore, I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs. It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. This is going to take some time. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though, to stick with them at every step of the way until the port is reopened and the bridge is rebuilt. You know, we're not leaving until this job gets done. Not leaving until then. So I just want to say God bless everybody who everyone harmed this morning and their families. And may God bless the first responders, many of whom risked their lives. And the reason I'm not going to take a lot of questions, there's remaining issues that are open that we got to determine what's going to happen in terms of the rescue mission and the like. But
Do you plan to go to Baltimore, sir? And if so, how quickly?
I do, and as quickly as I can.
You said the federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also, you mentioned...
That could be, but we're not going to wait for that to happen. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
What did you make of Israel's decision not to attend this meeting this week?
Oh, I don't want to get into that. We've got plenty of time to talk about Rafa.
You mentioned the port. The port. Can I ask about cars? About the port.
That's the President of the United States just wrapping up a quick nationwide briefing on what is going on in Baltimore. He was live at the White House talking about the bridge collapse after that cargo ship crashed into it. A couple of takeaways from his live press briefing and, of course, addressed to the nation. That is a major port to import vehicles into this country. He said it's 850,000 vehicles every single year, or at least last year, crossed into this country using that bridge. I think we may be seeing a major impact if they can't figure out a workaround in the near future.
And he said the Army Corps of Engineers is already on scene. They will have to clear the channel. It'll be massive amounts of debris. They're going to try to rebuild it as quickly as possible. Said that the federal government will pick up that cost. And that speaks to the 15,000 plus jobs, the workers that are in the port every day. And hopefully we'll see how long it takes to get that thing repaired.
The important situation at hand right now is finding the individuals. And as you said earlier, Dave, it looks more and more bleak that it's probably turning to more of a recovery effort. President saying that there were 8 people who went into the water. 2 were recovered, but 6 are still unaccounted for. We believe those 6 people to be the construction workers who happened to be on the bridge at 1:30 in the morning when the cargo ship crashed into it, who were filling potholes. They were doing a job that, you know, we're all so familiar with along the Wasatch Front here. We see potholes every day, and we complain when they're not filled. We're, you know, and here was this crew out there doing something to make the driving situation better for people who, the 30,000 people who travel on that bridge every single day. And they may have very well lost their lives because apparently while the traffic was stopped because of that May Day alert, it seems like maybe that message did not get to those construction workers, or they just didn't have a chance of getting off the bridge in time.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell through the video that I've watched where these workers could have been. You could see the vehicles. They had flashing lights on, warning lights that were spinning, so they were clearly working, the construction crew was. But I didn't see anybody on the bridge. I didn't see any humans or people on there. It was too far of a shot, so I don't know if they were in their vehicles or if they were just on the bridge, if they were trying to get out. But clearly they've got 6 still missing.
They have come out and said it does appear to be an accident. ABC News joined us live early in the show saying that the ship itself, this massive cargo ship, had lost propulsion power and wasn't able to steer. So it ends up basically floating into the bridge, but it's going at 9 miles an hour, and it's so massive that it just takes, it undercuts the bridge and the entire thing collapses.
And you could see in the video, Debbie, as it's about 7 minutes long, the video that has been released, it was a live feed, and you can see the path that the cargo ship was taking. I don't know at what point they lost power, but you could see over the 7 minutes that it was heading, you know, through the passageway. It travels underneath the bridge, and as it's kind of looping around, just before maybe a minute, 30 seconds before the collision, you see the lights on the cargo ship turning off and on, almost like it was a power outage or they're trying to restart. But you could see the lights on the cargo ship flickering on and off.
The mayor had said earlier in the day when he was holding his own news briefing that it was this May Day alert that was sent out by the captain of the ship, who's it actually saved lives. He said there's no doubt that the captain was able to get out the message to let folks at the Baltimore Department of Transportation, or Maryland Department of Transportation, excuse me, it's MDOT, alert drivers that, you know, close the bridge to cars.
But we're thankful that between the mayday and the collapse that that we had officials who were able to begin to stop the flow of traffic so more cars were not up on the bridge.
And I don't know exactly how they were able to stop the flow of traffic. I'm not familiar with this bridge, and I don't know if there were
arms come down,
arms coming down, yeah, that prevent.
Thank goodness. Whatever alert they had in place, you said you actually saw cars in the video stop, like traffic stopped.
Yeah, very much so. When I heard first about the Mayday call, I was curious to see, okay, can you see in the video the final cars that are moving, or any cars that have, and about 30 seconds, 35 seconds before the collision, you see the final two cars crossing the bridge. And then, like I said, 30 seconds later was when the cargo ship impacts with the support structure. And then 2 seconds after the impact, that's when everything collapses.
Let's go back live right now to Baltimore and WBAL television, which is covering it all morning long.
But they're going to talk about the investigation in this case, of course, locally, but nationally, there's going to be an investigation into what exactly happened here with this collision. Now, the latest that we got was a press conference with Governor Moore. He had a message for all those involved, all the families involved. Take a listen.
To the victims of this tragedy and their loved ones, all of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss. We're thinking of you, and we will always be thinking of you. We pray for the construction workers who are on the Key Bridge, and we pray for everyone who has been touched by this tragedy and their families and all of their loved ones. But Maryland, we will get through this, because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of. We are Maryland tough, and we are Baltimore strong.
This is the ninth busiest port in the United States, a top port for U.S. sugar, gypsum. You even had some of the numbers as far as vehicles as well.
850,000 vehicles, according to the president, imported every year through that port on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. President promising all resources, every resource being thrown at rebuilding that bridge. But as we know, it'll take time.